Welcome to episode 280 of Five and Dive. It is Monday, April 24th. I'm your host, lead prospect writer at Baseball Prospectus, Jeffrey Paternostro. Joining me is our editor-in-chief, Craig Goldstein. Craig, did I get the proper long A sound in there?
Yeah, you did that nice. And you broke up the
I did, yes.
As Fraser Crane once said on an episode of Fraser, the dreaded cusp when discussing whether the name Jack Crane would work for a child. He said it would be a dreaded cusp because it rolls right into
it's
it.
It's too
like percussive. I really appreciate
it's like too
that.
Percussive in the front, I guess.
Well, it's also that it ends with ka and starts with ka in that situation. And Craig Goldstein ends with a G, starts with a J.
Oh, so. the double G's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that is a problem, yeah.
It's a burden.
I don't have any particularly good banter. We're not drinking any particularly interesting coffee. I guess the Mariners City Connect uniforms leaked. I sent those to you. They were not particularly interesting.
They did. I think they're solid. I think they're fine. I don't mind them. It's the blue and yellow, which they're kind of already using a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't remember offhand what color the pants were offhand, but. Or if they showed the pants. I
don't think
they showed
the
pants.
I think it's just the front and the back of the jersey. They're leaning into the trident thing. They've got a little kind of cross trident on the back of the it's on the interior kind of, but you can see it in the picture. It's fine. I don't have a problem with it. It's definitely, I thought it could be really bad. Honestly, I thought Seattle's might be really rough.
Yeah. There's some bad colors. I like their color scheme, but you can go a little too far with it, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And they leaned into it. Like, I don't know, they're not particularly interesting. There's no Peagle, so we'll just move on. We move on to our first topic, central planning. So we talked about this, I think, during our divisional previews. The central divisions are rarely interesting. I will say the NL Central has been pretty interesting so far, right? The Pirates continue to be frisky. Are we upgrading them from frisky?
I was
going to
say, there's some
Craig?
Friskiness.
Are we upgrading them from frisky? Vince Velasquez, seven shutout.
That is highly surprising, I'm going
to
say.
Best record in the National League.
I continue to think that they are frisky.
Mm-hmm.
I said this elsewhere. This is different from being good. But
sure.
Being frisky is in itself a good thing.
Okay. I gotcha. I would say we're not talking about the NL Central today, though.
No.
Because they're interesting. We're just going to get the AL Central. The AL Central, so I was up at around 4:30 this morning because the dog decided to get out of bed, get a drink of water, take one of the kids' plastic blocks under the bed and start chewing on it. Mm-hmm. So that woke me up. So I was trying to get her back out under the bed and getting growled at, which was fun. So I started scanning Twitter because why not? And I'm up at British time now, and I saw a tweet from Bat Flips and Nerds, the podcast, the British baseball podcast, which is very good. I've been on it a couple times. Noting that if the Red Sox win today and the Twins lose today, you can stack the AL East and AL Central completely in order of record, from 1 to 10. So the AL Central is playing the hits basically. Twins got off to a good start, but have kind of faded since. Is this already a two-team race, Craig?
You know, it's really tough. I'm like looking at the White Sox and the vibes are absolutely opposite of frisky? Limp?
Yeah, I've
like the vibes are bad. But
this is just like this is overcooked pasta right here. Is that that's what the vibes are?
Yeah, right. It's not right. It's the opposite of al dente. Mm-hmm. This is but it's weird, right? Because they brought in a new manager. I kind of thought that would help things, at least vibes wise, a little bit. Things are not good. Like Lance Lynn is pitching today, but he's not looked like even the Lance Lynn of after he returned from injury last year, who was actually pretty good. He hasn't looked right.
Dylan Cease is like repeating his, not quite.
Dylan Cease looks right. Yeah, absolutely.
But he looks like Dylan, again, a Cy Young candidate. Yeah.
Kopech
Yeah.
It's like really, you get five innings and that's it. He's five and dive at this point right now. Their bullpen has been
Yeah, Ronaldo
killing them.
Lopez.
I
They
mean,
we should note they had two awful losses over the weekend to the Rays,
to the
which like
Rays.
look, the Rays are
Yeah.
just getting theirs. That's what's
The
happening, but
Rays are great. The
you
Rays
know,
are
you
very
bring
good.
Ronaldo
This is
Lopez in with a 2-run lead
two run lead.
and he does
Exactly.
that. Did
That
he even
this is
get an out?
yesterday. I don't remember looking at that, but it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't. I mean, this
Yeah.
is, you know, great news that Liam Hendricks is
Yeah.
cancer free right now.
Yeah.
That's the good news. Those are the good vibes. But the bad news is how badly they need him after investing how much money in Kendall Graveman and Joe Kelly.
Yeah.
And yet they're using Ronaldo Lopez to apparently not close games, right? Like this is the situation they're in. That said, like I don't believe they've won a series yet this year. They've lost
So
four in
this,
a row. They're 2-8 in their last 10.
if
This
you
is all
told
really
me that,
bad, but
yeah,
I don't think they're this bad. It's horrible, but
so
they're
here,
five games back and it's
I
April, which
know,
is it's hard to
I
be five
know.
games back in April sometimes, but it's not that much to make up.
Here's the problem, Craig. If you told
They
me
have
Dylan
nothing
Cease
coming.
was basically repeating his 2022, and you
Yeah.
got a
Lucas
Yasmani
Giolito.
Grandal bounce back
Right.
season. Yasmani Grandal's been great. He's been like Yasmani
Yeah,
Grandal.
he has. Lucas Giolito took a no-hitter into the what, sixth or seventh inning recently?
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
he's been up
they
and
need
down
him
as
to
he's
be
really been the
better.
last
So
2 years. So here's the problem. Outside of Yasmani Grandal, their best hitter has been Jake Berger. Look, we're big Jake Berger guys. This is a cool story, right? You know, he's come back from the double Achilles and turned himself
he's
into
hit.
he's hit. He's playing third base every day, which is not
That's
ideal.
they
This
saw
has been
Max
a
Muncy and said,
we got
oh
next. Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah, we got next.
they spent
Exactly.
$70 million on Andrew Benintendi, and he's slugging .346. You know, Oscar Colas really hasn't been good. Eloy Jimenez has taken a step backwards. Tim Anderson and Yoan Moncada can't stay healthy. And just, I don't know. I don't like. Where's the sort of the gear shift coming here?
That's what I'm not. I mean, Moncada has been hurt. He was good
Yeah.
before he got hurt, but he's been hurt. I think the problem you run into that you're describing here is as much things as you can say, like this should kind of regress in a positive way. They've kind of got a lot of positive things that could easily slide back the other way
Yeah.
and kind of not work out. I think the argument is. And I saw Joe Sheehan make this point in his newsletter over the weekend, is that, and I think it was about the Pirates kind of as a frame, is that, you know, mediocre teams can play really good baseball for two weeks or so. And if in this division, as you're pointing out, if the White Sox did that, they'd be there.
So I guess the difference between
And they
them
don't
and the
have to
Pirates,
be great, you know what
I
I
can't believe
mean, to
I'm
do
saying
that.
this, but the difference between them and the Pirates is I actually believe like the Pirates, I mean, Vince Velasquez aside, I believe the Pirates could get 2 weeks of good starting pitching. I don't know
Yeah.
if the White Sox can.
Is that a weird thing to say? I mean, like the
It
Pirates are
is a
running
little
out
bit.
Rich Hill, Jeffrey. Like
He's been good his
they're
last couple starts. Like he's been fine, right?
he
He's been very
has
Rich Hill-ish. It's like six-ish innings, three-ish runs, and
Yes, he has. But like
you know, they still have like again,
you're
Vince
talking about
Velasquez
a
just threw seven shutouts, so
with 10 strikeouts,
I don't
no
know if you're
less.
going to Luis Ortiz, but
I mean,
you also have
the
Luis
Pirates,
Ortiz there. You know, you've
you
got
get Johan Oviedo has looked really good. Michael Ojeda wrote about him for us recently. He's been very impressive. Obviously, we've
Luis
liked
Ortiz, five starts, two
Rowanzi.
point 3-1 ERA in Indianapolis. Yeah, and
Yeah,
Rowanzi's
I
been
like
better his last
Ortiz.
couple starts. You know,
I like
Quinn
Ortiz.
Priester has not been good in AAA, but he's missing bats. Modzinski's been fine. So they have like other arms to, you know, Mike
Yeah,
Burrows
I
is
mean
one of they have other arms
we
to throw
talked
at
about
this,
them a
but
little bit.
yeah, we did.
We
We
talked
did a
about them
whole
a little bit
segment on
last
them.
time,
But just like they have like the White Sox, I think again,
here's
how
what
do
I'm gonna
you
say though.
again, yeah, go
I
ahead.
think it's bullpen stuff. I think it's bullpen. And I this ties to a lot of teams early on. The
Jimmy
Pirates
Lambert
bullpen
and
is
Gregory
not as
Santos have been good and
they
pitching
have
like
been good.
yeah.
Well, Gregory Santos just got there and
Yeah.
also I think like blew a game. over the weekend. But the Pirates have been good, but they've also done a little bit of the Diamondbacks thing where it's like A team, B team, where
Yeah.
like you get David Bednar, who is very good. I believe he's extremely good. Colin Holderman, you are familiar
Yeah,
with,
I am. He's
throws
always like, this
99.
stuff's been fine. He just
The
has
stuff's
never
been
been able
there.
to stay healthy.
He's got 11 innings, 11 strikeouts, 3 walks, and a 1.64 ERA. Dwayne Underwood has a 3.5 ERA. That's fine. He's fine. They've mixed in some of the, Jose Hernandez has a 1.13 ERA in 8 innings.
Sure.
But like there's an obvious like Dari Moretta, Rob Zestrizny, who's hurt now.
It's a lot of Will
They have
Crow,
these
yeah.
guys, but they've gotten a lot of good bullpen performance, and I
Yeah.
think that's supporting. Because even though I like these start, Johan Oviedo will work deep into a start. Mitch Keller will even work moderately deep
Yeah.
into a start. But Contreras, not as much. Rich Hill, not so much these
Yeah.
days. I mean, not bad, but not as much. He's 26 innings and 5 starts. That's just over,
That's
five and a
Rich
third or
Hill, yeah.
whatever. Yeah, Vince Velasquez, also 26 innings and 5 starts. So the bullpen, I think, is shouldering a lot, and I don't know how deep it is, all told. Long term. I believe in David Bednar. To your point, Holderman probably gets hurt. But I think this is the case for a lot of teams kind of early on when they overachieve. It's like there's something to point out. I'm not saying there's nothing here. They're frisky. Like they're playing. They're
Yeah, they're
going
playing
for it.
well.
And they're winning. They're believing in themselves, and they should.
Yeah.
Again, Andrew McCutchen is hitting. Connor Joe is hitting. Jack
Right, they've
Suwinski.
been.
The thing about Jack Suwinski is he does this. I said this last time.
Yeah,
He
it
does this.
does.
He goes on like a 3 week bender. And then can you survive the downside until he heats up again?
And they're like, they've been 10% better than league average offensively. Like, I don't think that's impossible for them to make. Like, it's not like
No,
super outside
I'm
chance.
not saying this to
I don't
crap on
think
them or
they're
anything
that
like that.
good, but I think that's something they
Right.
can keep going for a little
I'm
bit.
talking about 7 in a row, 15-7 leading the AL, the NL Central. That's where I'm talking about the bullpen kind of being a big impact. So yeah, I mean, look, I think when we go to the White Sox, we talked about the White Sox a lot. I don't think it's quite a two-team race. I want to throw out one AL Central fact. This is a full AL Central fact. There are 16 teams in the major leagues who have scored 100 runs or more at this point in the season. How many of them reside in the AL Central?
It's going to be zero, isn't it?
It is zero, and only one team. Sorry, they have 3 teams in the 90s. One team has 90, one has 91. The White Sox lead the Central in run scoring at
I
94.
looked up, I mean, to when I was putting it together this doc, looked at the Twins and Guardians lineup and player page. So I guess it wasn't either of those.
I mean, look, the Twins' run suppression is
Very good.
extremely good.
Their starting pitching
Top,
has been
what
excellent,
the Rays are the top, the Yankees are up there. The Twins are tied with the Rangers right now. But that's the top of the league. Those top four teams. All in the AL, no less. So the Twins are very, they're the only team in the Central with a positive run differential, we should note. I mean, look, I think Cleveland will be better when they've stopped starting Hunter Gaddis. We can talk about Logan
They
Allen
have, yeah, he
the
looks good.
second.
Obviously, they have
He looks
Tanner
good.
Beebe and Gavin Williams coming as well.
When we see those guys, I think they're going to be better,
Yeah.
including Logan Allen. I think that's a
I mean,
good
at some
switch.
point,
And
like, you gotta, like, Zach Plesac's been really bad to start. When do you look to maybe? Yeah. Because Beebe's
100%.
basically ready, I think. I mean, if you want to get him a couple
23,
more turns through to Triple A.
24? Like, let's
Yeah, he's not.
go.
He was a senior sign, I believe, or like a redshirt junior because of the pandemic year, but he was an older draftee.
Yeah, it wouldn't shock me if they, despite that, if they were waiting until like, mid-June or whatever the cutoff is these
I
days.
mean, for Tanner Bibby, I mean, you got to get that age 31. Tanner Bibby season is ARB3
It's
instead of
Cleveland.
Super 2 ARB4. I know.
It's Cleveland,
I'm
is
aware.
all I'm saying.
Like, they haven't actually gotten, like, do you know how many players on Cleveland have more than one home run this year? Have multiple home runs.
Okay, well, I know Josh Bell has been on fire for like a week, so I'm going to guess he's got more than one.
Josh Bell does have more than one home run. He has two home runs.
Josh Naylor.
Josh Naylor has two home runs, yes.
I don't think Juan Straw. Gonzalez has been bad. I don't think Oscar Gonzalez.
You're missing a fairly
Jose
obvious one.
Ramirez off
Jose
to
Ramirez
well
has
Jose
three.
Ramirez.
He has
Yeah,
three. That is the list, Craig.
that's the whole list.
They have
Okay,
hit 12 home
yeah,
runs this year.
that's not good.
It's like as many as Pete Alonso base. Alonso only has 10, but yeah.
Muncy
Muncy
has 11.
has 11. They do have
And that's with, by the way, but that's with, by the way, Mike Zunino has an 855 OPS and he's only
Yes.
one
So
over.
like all these infielders aren't hitting. Like Andrés Giménez is kind of like he's not running a 370 BABIP anymore, and it's in 256, 333, 359. I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be better than that, but I don't know if he's going to be, the 30-40% better than league average hitter he was last year. Ahmed Rosario is basically having the Ahmed Rosario season.
Well, he's hurt too. He's got a back issue.
Gabriel Arias hasn't hit. Brand Rocchio was up briefly but didn't play.
Well, I mean, Oscar
Tyler
Gonzalez,
Freeman
I
was
think
up
is kind of the,
briefly.
I think Oscar Gonzalez is kind of the big one here.
And
182,
Stephen
211,
Kwan slugging
291.
291 right now.
Yeah, no, you're right. Kwan is also a big one. I mean, the fact that Miles Straw has the best OPS among all three outfielders
Not
is
great.
dire times. I mean, legitimately dire. Like the again, look, I think Stephen Kwan will be fine. I don't
Sure, yeah.
we were not crazy high on him going into the season, but like it wasn't a surprise to us that his defense was very good, the contact was very good. It was about the power. Now, I am a little surprised the ball is is showing less drag and so flying a little bit more, and that we're seeing Kwan struggle. I would have thought that would help someone like him with his contact ability. Oscar Gonzalez was an incredible story last year. Obviously a big deal in the playoffs for them, but what was great for them all year as a lineup lengthener wasn't incredible overall, but he was good, and that was incredible because they left him open to the Rule 5 draft the year before. Last year we didn't have a Rule 5 draft because of the impact of the lockout. But they would have left him open for the Rule 5 draft. That, I mean, we know that. And then he came out and had this incredible season. So, or, a good season, which was, again, jarring at the time. So the question I guess is like, should we be really surprised that Oscar Gonzalez is maybe not repeating that? I'd say no. They seem to want to lean on Will Brennan a little bit. He's a fine platoon side guy. But this is, I feel like we're getting to an area where it was like, oh, Cleveland finally has done, like they went and got Josh Bell, whatever. Like they finally have kind of an outfield. Their outfield has been horrible for them for years in terms
I
of
mean
offensive production.
the
And
Oscar
we're back
Gonzalez
there.
problem is the same. Like, do you know what Oscar Gonzalez's chase rate is this year?
No.
Would you like to guess what Oscar? I'll tell you it's bad. What would you like to guess Oscar Gonzalez's chase rate is
What's
this year?
normal? Like 32%, something
32,
like
yeah. Somewhere.
36?
Go a little higher, Craig.
Wait. 40?
Go a little higher, Craig.
Oh God.
It's 40,
44?
49% is his chase rate
Oh
this
my
year. It
God.
was 47 last year.
Right. Well, this, I mean, this is the thing, right? Like
Right.
and the thing is that they knew this.
Yeah.
He just hit enough and it worked. And you
He
stick with
does
him.
make a lot, so he does make a lot of contact, right? But
Yeah,
when you're
sure.
chasing that much, like it's just not going to be good contact.
Yeah. It's hard to produce good contact like that over time. I mean, look, I think they've got the pitching as they always kind of do. Look, we didn't even talk about Peyton Battenfield, who's
Sure,
not
he's good. He's a nice. He's a.
spectacular, but
Yeah.
fifth starter? That's
Maybe a
fine.
little. Maybe a little better than that, honestly.
No, I'm saying, but right now, if he's your
Yeah.
fifth starter,
Oh,
that's
right.
fine.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where he is right now. But he's had two starts. He's almost 11 innings in them, eight strikeouts, three walks. It'll work. It'll work. But they need, again, Ahmed Rosario was banged up with a back injury a little bit. They need him to figure he's looked shaky defensively. Maybe that's related to the back. But they had a lot of breakouts. I mean, I looked at Giménez. I think I wrote the Guardians preview for us this year. Giménez puts the ball on the ground a lot.
He does.
So for him to have kind of the slugging that he did at the time,
He was
a
having
little bit surprising. And his
a lot
exit
of
velos
success
were
on
not.
Foresight. No. That's never really, like, I wrote about him a lot as a
Yeah, sure.
Mets prospect. They did some swing change stuff with him in Double A in the Mets system to try to tap into a little more pull side raw power.
But
But
like
he never,
it was
it's
88
not.
degrees last, I mean 88 miles per hour last year.
Yeah,
That's
it's so
not.
he's like he's, he
It's
has
fine.
like fringed average raw power. Yeah, it's what it is. And he was just,
It's fine,
you know,
but
that stadium, especially if
would
you
you like to
can,
guess what it is right now, Jeffrey?
is it down to like 86 or something?
Lower.
Yeah, see, that's gonna be a problem. It's early, but that's gonna be a problem.
It's
That's,
early, but 83.8.
yeah, that's not gonna work. That's worse than Kwan. Like, that's just not gonna. And he's a much
Yeah.
he's a very, 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 very much a free swinger too. He swings at
I
everything. And look,
think it will come up,
yeah,
right? Like,
he's
I
got good
mean,
bat to
no
ball.
one thinks
Like,
that that's permanent, but that's
yeah, he
bad.
was hitting a lot of balls on the ground. Look, he's fast. He's like a 6'7" runner. Obviously a very good defender, so even if he's a league average hitter, he's going to be, you know, fine batting seventh in your lineup. But yeah, there's, you know, it's this was I expected some level of regression in the sort of the overall offensive profile. I think this probably is a little more outsized. But again, it's early. Again, I think he'll be fine. He's not the problem in their infield right now. But yeah, it's every little bit, especially with a team that does not hit for a lot of power and does not have a, you know, even in a good scenario, isn't going to have a, you know, a 10% better than league average offense like the Pirates do so far. I don't know why we keep coming back to the Pirates because they're frisky.
Why
But
not? Give them their
why not?
time. Look, they're
Yeah, give them
fun.
the time.
Look,
We might not be doing this
give
in
them their
May,
time.
so we might not.
They're fun and they're earning it. Look, I
They
mean, I
are,
know
yeah.
people didn't like Passan's kind of tweet promoting them, whatever, but they're like they're plus
Yeah, fine.
25 in run differential. They're
It's all
doing
bank. Like,
it,
it's
right?
like,
It's
right. I
not
don't know if it's sustainable, but it's not like.
they're playing bad teams, but they're beating them up.
Yeah.
I
And
ain't,
like,
you
again,
know.
like you said, I know I love when you do run differential in April. Like, it's a legitimate record, right? It's not like they're winning a bunch
Right,
of
that's
one-run
all I'm
games,
saying.
right?
Right,
Yeah.
it's not predictive. I'm
It's not
just saying like
predictive. It's slippy of me.
they're earning what they're doing. We kind of glossed the Twins a little bit. Correa, do you have any concerns there?
I mean, again, it's Max acting up again, which was, I think, would have been the bigger concern as a free agent over the ankle. I'm not too worried about him long term. Again, it's the
Yeah.
same. And they're still starting Nick Gordon every day, and he has a 260 OPS, which is not ideal. Jose Miranda's not off to a good start. You know, Eduard Julian came up, was okay, but has already been optioned.
What, was he okay? Hey, I guess he was. He slugged a
Okay,
little.
like, it's, you know, he hit a
Yeah.
couple home runs in a small sample, which is boosting his overall
Yeah,
line.
you're right.
Striking out a
There
little
was
too
a point
much.
in time at which he had two hits in the same inning against
Yeah.
Johnny Brito, and those
Yeah.
were the only two hits he had for an
Yeah.
extended period, but he picked it up after that a
Again, I am
little
lower
bit.
on him than the industry. I think he's going to be a perfectly fine major
Sure,
leaguer.
but he was fine. No,
He was
you're
fine.
right.
Yeah.
I just hadn't looked.
Joey Gallo is back and has been quite good for them.
Joey
But
Gallo is this is the good the Joey the good Joey Gallo
it's
season
hard to
for
find.
sure.
Byron Buxton looks a little bit like pre-breakout Byron Buxton.
Right now,
Yeah, too
Miranda
many
not hitting.
strikeouts.
I
Yeah.
thought he'd be better than that. Yeah, it's not good up and down the lineup. I mean, look, you know, Michael A. Taylor's given you probably what you expect, which is no OBP and a little bit of power and defense, right? I mean, but that's fine. Like I liked that move as a fourth outfielder. He's been playing more than that, certainly. But he's giving you what you would expect from Taylor. Solano, a little bit better than league average, no power. That's what you'd expect. Look, Christian Vasquez has been good
He has, yeah.
for him, hitting .298 of all
There's
things.
not a lot of
But yeah,
depth here. I
this
think it's
lineup
kind of gotten
has.
exposed when, you know, they've had a lot of injuries. Not a lot of it, but they've had not insignificant injuries here and there.
This lineup outside of Joey Gallo and Ryan Jeffers when Vasquez is not playing has no power. And that's, you know, when
Mean, I
you've
would
got
expect
Buxton and
Correa to hit for
Correa,
power. I
that's
would expect Miranda to hit for more power, so.
Buxton. Yeah, I mean, Miranda has a .267 slugging percentage. He might need one of those like 3-game resets where he just doesn't play.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, because that is.
And this is, you know, this is an organization that can just kind of cycle through interesting pitchers at the top of their system. You know, Brent Hedrick
Came
came
up.
up and I
Yeah.
think looked okay too. But they don't really have a
Simeon Wiltz
ton.
Richardson came up briefly.
Yeah, they
They
don't have a
just got Bailey
ton.
Ober
Yes,
up
they
for a
just get rid of.
start where he looked I like Bailey over, honestly.
Yeah,
back of the rotation arm.
Again, they have plenty of these, and obviously they aren't even really. Their starting pitching's been so good they don't really even need it.
I do want to note on the Nick Gordon front, Jorge Polanco was activated recently. Mm-hmm. It's 3 games, but he is hitting 385, 385, 692. Sure. So that's going to help, you know, getting him in the lineup over Gordon.
You know, it's not impossible. Brooks Lee's been kind of nondescript so far in Double A, but he could be in the conversation.
People thought he could move fast for sure
at some point. Yeah, Matt Wallner's killing the ball right now. I mean, I know it's the I know it's the International League, and the International League is just the PCL from 5 years ago, and the PCL is the surface of the moon. But yeah, Matt Wallner, you can start to consider that.
I think the Twins will be fine. I think they are the best team.
I think so again, but yeah, I would say they have less depth.
They have problems.
This whole division has problems.
Do you want to talk at all briefly about the Tigers or Royals?
I do want to talk about the Royals, per se.
Okay.
I don't really like the Tigers. I have been generic. I mean, I think
they are third in this division, Jeff. They are 7-13.
They're winning some weird. Like, they took 2 out of 3 from the Astros. I think they took 2 out of 3 from another pretty good team.
They won 3 in a row, all on walk-offs.
I do, yes.
At one point. So that's 5 of their 7 wins.
Yeah,
between that and the 2 out of 3 from the Astros. Maybe is not
sustainable.
It's not, you know, what I will say is Eduardo Rodriguez has been very good his last 2 starts. He took a perfect game into the, 6th or 7th against Baltimore, who again can hit, certainly. And the start before that, so 7 innings, 1 hit, 6 strikeouts against Baltimore. The start before that against Cleveland, 8 innings, 4 hits, 10 strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone 6, and he went 6 the one before that. So, you know, he looks like he's getting rounding into shape against Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of their rotation is Spencer Turnbull, Joey Wentz, Matthew Boyd, and Michael Lorenzen.
Okay, enough said on Detroit.
And look, the pitching's not even the real issue here.
It's not. Yeah.
Do you know what their team line is? What would you guess their team OPS is this year? It's bad. I'm sure you knew that.
585.
Wow, 596.
Okay.
I guess you learned from the.
From the Chase Ray game.
From the Chase Ray, but I'm not going to say it unless it's, yeah. Javi Baez is a 45 OPS plus.
Mm.
And he has
I thought we were moving on from the Tigers. Let's talk about
I'm just like staring at this now. We can circle back later about how concerned I am about Spencer Torkelson and Riley Green, because it's pretty concerning.
Well, here's what I'm going to ask you before you bring up the BREF page or whatever.
Yeah.
Since you mentioned Javi Baez is 45 OPS plus, how many regulars on the BREF page for the Royals do you think are under
Javi Baez? Under 45.
Yeah.
3.
You are correct. All right. It is 3. Kyle Isbell has a 35.
Yeah, I knew he was.
Hunter Dozier has a 28.
Well, I sent you this because the Royals.
If you haven't looked, would you like to guess Michael Massey?
I haven't, and no, I would not.
Negative 16.
Yeah, because I sent you the Royals. I forget who the Royals came back against over the weekend, but I sent you it was Hunter Dozier, MJ Melendez, and Kyle Isbell.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah, I don't remember.
None of these guys are hitting. Look, Bobby Witt's been a little better this year.
Yeah. Oh, it was Matt Duffy was the other one.
Matt Duffy, that's right. Matt Duffy's actually hit for them, but yeah.
He has.
He's still Matt Duffy. Bobby Witt's taken, I think, a small step forward. He's still not walking enough, but he's striking out less.
No, he's the power's starting to play
a little more. He'll be fine. He'll be fine.
When he's hitting better than 256, which I think he will, you won't mind the OBP so much.
Yeah.
Vinny
Pasquantino is a nice player. He's a very nice player. Would you rather be running? Here's a good question for you. Would you rather? Tomorrow, you get your choice of 3 jobs, correct? You can take over the White Sox, the Tigers, or the Royals. Which one do you want?
God. I want the White Sox, I think.
Yeah.
There's
A
just
little
so
bit
many more
more.
pieces there.
They are, but they're not.
What's coming for any of those teams? Nothing.
The White Sox probably have the single best prospect in Colton
Colson
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
Yeah.
Right. I
But
don't
like,
even mind some of their ancillary guys like Christian Mena or,
I
like
guess
whatever.
I'm not, I know it. Schultz is already hurt.
Sure. I the Tigers don't have a ton on the way.
No, they don't.
I mean,
Cole Keith off
the
to a
Jackson
nice
Job move
start.
is depressing.
Cole Keith's off to a nice start. Wilmer
Yeah,
Flores has
yeah.
taken a step backwards. I haven't even honestly. Jace Jung's been fine,
You
but
know,
not particularly impressive for a
as you
first-round
told me,
college
Frankie
bat.
Mutz is
Frankie
looking all right for
Mutz
the
is like
Royals.
throwing.
Mutz, sorry.
He's repeating. Well, like again, I just. So I think the actual argument for taking over the Royals is, and I said this on a three-quarters delivery, I think, years
Is
ago.
Pasquantino and Witt plus
No, the argument
Smoltz.
is. They actually have some stuff to work with pitching wise in the minors. You just need to f fix their pitching development. That's like they so there's like easy jumps
Hire
there, right?
can you hire all the Dodgers
Yeah, like
pitching
there's
dev
like
guys to
easy.
fix Asa Lacy? I mean, Bubich is now out for the year. That's
Yep,
tough for the
that is tough.
Royals. The Royals are 1-12 at Kauffman Stadium.
Beautiful park. Aren't they already talking about trying to get a new stadium there too? I feel like that's
Yes,
like bubbled
they
up.
do want a
Come
new stadium.
on.
They are off a highway and no, not close to anything, and they want a downtown
Sure.
stadium.
I don't know. I
As
don't.
you
I,
do.
you know,
As you do.
as you do, and we'll get to.
As I said, do you want to start? Do you want to transition
We'll
to the
transition to the second topic regarding our previous segments.
team?
I don't know if you have to.
building
I don't know if you
stadiums
have
off
to.
a highway?
If you have to hand it to us or not. But yeah, let's start there. So, literally on Thursday's podcast, we talked about
It just
the.
broken, right? I mean, that
It had just
was.
broken. Yeah, that the A's had a shovel-ready site in Las Vegas. It may not be shovel-ready, Craig.
I think at this point, what we know affirmatively is that the A's bought like 40 acres of land in
Yeah.
Nevada. That's
Yes.
what we know.
Yes, they bought it from a casino,
Almost
I think.
immediately,
Yeah.
there was like, oh, the politicians aren't gushy about this opportunity was, I think, one of the phrasing. The A's are trying to ram this through, and people
My
aren't
understanding is
really
they're
into
not,
it.
they already aren't thrilled about the Raiders stadium and
Oh
stuff
yeah,
like
that's
that.
not going well.
Right.
I mean, it's fine for the Raiders.
Yeah, it is fine for the Raiders, right? Yeah, so it's a little unclear if this was like a negotiation tactic with Oakland that just backfired because Oakland immediately backed out. I don't
I
remember who.
saw I saw something on Twitter that was like someone connected to Vegas developers. So what they were hearing was things feel rushed. The A's cost design and finance plan isn't even half baked. The A's are trying to shove a subsidy bill through state approvals by June 2023. The A's are pushing hard for approval on a Clark County bond agreement by this summer or fall. One Dave Cavall said the A's do not have a ballpark rendering for the Las Vegas site, and the team has not picked a design architect for the ballpark in Las Vegas. He also said that the
Well, I mean,
ballpark would
again,
need to be
that's like
climate
less of an issue. If
controlled.
you're planning on going there in 2027, that's less of an issue at this point. But
But if you want to get all the approvals, well,
yes, it
if so no, moving by 2077 isn't the rut. Well, I mean, it's a moderate rush, but it's not the rush. But
Right.
you need to have these things in place to get the approvals to
And
start
zone
building so you're
environmental
there for
surveys and all
2027.
that fun stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's a desert, Jeffrey. Come on.
I know, Craig.
I'm kidding, environment. I know it's a whole environment. Cavall also said the ballpark would need to be climate controlled because of Las Vegas's hot summers.
Yes.
Newsflash. So a retractable roof is being considered. I mean, I guess the other part is a dome. Like it's either a dome or a retractable roof. You're not playing outside, despite the AAA team being forced to play outside. Not important. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I got this is not this does not seem great. The latest news.
Always a good sign for the viability of your construction project, Craig. Go ahead.
The A's are working with the Boring Company and expect to have an underground tunnel stop built for their new $1.5 billion stadium in Vegas that it's not even clear that they're getting. I mean, look, what I will say is the only evidence that the Boring Company exists as a company that actually does anything is in Las Vegas. It doesn't do anything good, but it does exist and is there. So I guess maybe there's something there, but this doesn't seem, I guess, for everyone to drive their Tesla down to the game that's like perfect for the entire clientele. I don't know. I don't it's, I believe they're already doing it on a whatever their metro or subway is called. Like it's on that line anyway. So I don't know.
Assuming this gets sorted out, and now it's less clear that it's going to get sorted out, Andy McCullough wrote at The Athletic this week that the league might consider formally expanding or coming conversations about formally expanding starting early next year.
The conversations would be early next year, not the
Yes,
expansion, I presume.
correct.
So yeah, Manfred has been very adamant that they will not discuss
Until
expansion
Tampa and
until the
Oakland
Rays
are
and
in
the
it.
A's are settled. The Rays seem to be very much on track to
Yep.
get something in what, Ivor City, or is it,
Something
or
like
was it
that, yeah.
just in Tampa? Something like that. The A's, I don't know,
Yeah, we don't know.
because again, they announced this and
Well, they have a
the
lease for
city of
two more
Oakland,
seasons, so they're gonna have to figure something out.
the city of Oakland said we're cutting off discussions
Negotiations.
because you just
You just.
unveiled this like mid our conversations, like
Yeah.
we're done. And I don't know if this was like a leverage play
Yeah, I
by
don't
the
know.
A's. It doesn't, I, you know, it's perhaps, I don't know if naive is the right word, but like I assume this will get worked out because it kind of has to get worked out. But if Oakland says truth sticks to we're
Yeah, I mean,
done.
look, MLB is, I'm sure if it gets, MLB is going to come in, they're going to talk to the Vegas politicians, and, you
They
know,
still
I
got to play
look.
somewhere after 2025 or whatever.
Yeah, that's a, man, it's, I can't, I mean, I have not actually been to the AAA Vegas Park. It's down by the convention center.
It's
I've
supposed to
driven
be
by it.
nice. I mean, again, they just put a bunch of money into it.
Yeah, but it's outdoors and that it's like 150.
Yeah.
That infield, I mean, the Mets were an affiliate there in the PCL for a number of years. That infield
As
bakes.
were the
Like it just
Dodgers.
bakes. It's not great, but. Yeah.
And
So.
they would need to work something out with the owners of
Sure, ma'am.
the Las
I'm
Vegas
sure
team,
that'll
which is
be
not the A's.
right. I'm sure that'll be not the biggest hurdle towards all of this as we've discussed so far. We also discussed on Thursday's show Max Scherzer into sticky stuff, and he did get a 10-game suspension. He said he was going to appeal it, then realized he'd be back for the Monday Atlanta game if he didn't appeal it, so dropped his
He
appeal. So,
also he made the point that it would not be appealed to an independent
yeah, be appealed to the
arbitrator,
league, yes, for what it's so
which is
he
like
did not
very
think he could
reminiscent
win.
of a system that NFL had set up for a long
Yeah.
time, which is like any appeals just go through the league, which is like kind of what's the point? I'll grant him that. I don't want to come off as controversial, Jeff, but like you might even agree, but I've seen a lot of kind of semi-conspiratorial takes on this. You know, David Cohn did a segment on Sunday Night
He did
Baseball talking
for
about the
four innings,
alcohol.
yeah, for four
Right. Well, I saw a
innings.
clip. I didn't, you know, where
Yeah.
the ball is sticking to his
Yeah.
hand after he uses alcohol, which Max Scherzer, I believe, said
Yeah,
an
he
MLB
did.
official told him to use. I haven't seen anything other than Max Scherzer saying that, but I'm not accusing him of making that up. But what I will say is Max Scherzer knows very well what alcohol does
He does. I'm
when
sure he
combined
does,
with
yeah.
rosin. No, I mean, like, we know he does. That's,
I will.
he went on foul territory and talked about
Yes.
how
The way
the
you can do it
different
mixed with
sticky.
rosin, yeah.
Yeah, correct.
I mean, if you
He
want to
knows
be
what it does.
conspiratorial, you could say the league saw that interview and said,
Okay,
check him a little closer.
Okay, so maybe they
I
did
don't know how
check
they
him a
did,
little
but yeah.
closer.
Sure.
But here's the question. I mean, or not the question. Here's what I'm driving at here. If Max Scherzer washed his hand clean with alcohol, and then went out and put rosin on it, knowing it would be insanely sticky. And knowing, as he keeps
They
saying,
think
he
that
was
they were
going
gonna
to get
check him.
checked again. To quote Max Scherzer, how dumb do you have to be?
I mean, look, whatever else you might think about the
I don't care
specifics
if
of this.
I don't care if the MLB official is watching you. How dumb do you have to be to know you're going to get checked and then say, I'm going to do the thing with if you washed it with alcohol, then wash it off with water after that. You know you're going to get checked. You're out there and your hand was insane. Like, if the alcohol thing is the case, then you went out there with a very sticky hand. Then they're not out of line for dumping you out of the game. I'm
Like
sorry.
whatever else you think about the rule, by the letter of the law, he was clearly in violation of it.
There was stuff on his glove. That's not allowed. Now, I will point out the league,
I mean, the enforcement of all
the
of this is
league
kind of
comments, whatever
haphazard.
the statement that they released did not really focus on the glove. I think they mention it, but it was more focused on how sticky his hand was. And I'm not even saying he might be, it might be the case that he washed it under the direction of an MLB official, but he's not an idiot. And he knew how sticky his hand was. And he went out there to, I mean, like, I'm sorry. You went out there with your hand that sticky. You can't do that. You can't do that. You're going to get tossed. And he did. I feel like, am I insane? Am I, do you, am I off on that?
I mean, again, I don't think it's a conspiracy. I don't know what he was thinking per se, other than, I mean, as David Cohen pointed out, you'd really kind of need some sort of solvent to get the clumpiness or the once it builds up off. And you don't want to use water because your hand prunes. And if you're a touch and feel pitcher, you don't want wrinkly fingers.
You didn't use
Which
that
fine.
much water. I mean, come
I
on.
mean, David Cohen's, I'm sure David Cohen's, I will obscure as much as I can. I was talking to an ex-major league pitcher a few years back, and he was talking about when he first debuted. They was like, it was a cold night wherever he was, and he was like, blowing on his hand, going to the like trying to get better grip. And one of the veterans saw him doing this and said, no, we don't do that. And then immediately showed him how to do the sunscreen and rosin thing. Right. So this has always been, and again,
Absolutely.
hitters want pitchers to have command but not spin, right? That's what they want. We've seen this in the Southern League, right? I think it was it
Sure
Lamont. Oh, it's
have.
Kyren Paris. Kyren
Kyren
Paris
Paris.
tweeted that, like, hit by pitches are up this year, walks are up this year. I think it was Kyren Paris actually getting hit like right between the shoulder blades with, like, guy, we talked about the 7-run inning with no hits. It was all walks and hit by pitches. Like, this is not, they do need to find something. The way they're going about it between the rules of the major league level and the just dumping the pre-tacked ball in double A this year is not the way to do it. But there has to be a happy medium at some point. But as long as you have these kind of haphazard rules enforcements, certain pitchers, and I think Max Scherzer is one of them, is going to push it as far as they can to try to get the competitive advantage within the bounds
To
of the
be clear,
rules.
I'm not passing a moral judgment on Max Scherzer. I don't care. I don't think he's stupid, right? So that's what I don't like. Part of this is like I don't really understand it, but like I don't think he's stupid. I do think he was. It would not surprise me if he was really loading up on rosin and sweat. He's a very sweaty guy. But at the same time, like the idea that it's like getting on his glove absent-mindedly or like via the sweat, like that's not what rosin does when you combine it with sweat. When you combine it with sweat, it doesn't run. The whole point is that it takes moisture away. And that's how you get the stickiness, right? And also, most guys put rosin on the back of their hand or something like that, right? Like it's not, you're not, so like the idea that it's getting on the glove in a very sticky way, kind of by chance, by his hand going into his glove or whatever, like that would happen to everyone. Right? Like if that were the case, that would be happening across the league all the time. I don't think that's generally the case. Now, I guess the conspiracy would be, sure, it's happening to everyone and they picked on Max Scherzer, but they told him to get a new glove. Like they didn't kick him out immediately. You know, like I don't, this, none of it really adds up to me in a way that makes much sense. So, yeah, I don't know.
Let's take a break and come back, do our last three topics. Welcome back to episode 280 of Five and Dive. Topic number three, all the young dudes. We talked about the call-ups at the beginning of the season. Let's check in on some rookies, Craig. A lot of
Let's do it.
rookies. I'd say probably the chalk pick for NL Rookie of the Year, Corbin Carroll, obviously got off to a, you know, was up at the end of last season. I thought off to a good start. I think he's given you the Corbin Carroll experience, more or less. Very aggressive. Pretty good defense in a corner. Power speed combination is playing early. The Diamondbacks have to be pretty happy here.
Yeah, I think even got off to some. I mean, he had multi hit games mixed in, but got off to a somewhat slow start. If you want to chop up this already small season even smaller, his last 10 games or so, 333, 395, 615. And this is why he was, as you said, the chalk pick. Like he had the playing time, he was ready. You know, there's going to be some swing and miss there. He has 21 strikeouts already. That's going to be there. That's part
It's
of
gonna be
his
there,
game.
yeah. But it's not like, again,
But
it's
the
not, what's that, like a 25% strikeout rate? Like, it's not in this day and age with the power speed. That's fine.
it's
It's
fine.
not,
No,
yeah.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just saying it's
He's been hitting
there.
the ball a little bit harder than I expected. Like, his exits in the majors have been a little bit higher than they have been in the minors.
He's at 92.4 this
Yeah, I
year.
mean,
Last
that'll
year, for
play.
comparison, 85.8.
It was a little better than that in the upper minors, but yeah, it was more in the average to slightly above range.
Yeah, no, he's been very impressive. I think everything you would have asked for, at least, if
Gunnar
not
Henderson,
more.
Miguel Vargas, and Anthony Volpe are all having the same season so far, basically.
Okay.
So I've
I
grouped
have
them.
not really tracked Henderson. So that's yeah.
So Henderson's issue is, I was talking to Jonathan Bernhardt about this, obviously, who for some reason still watches a lot of Orioles
Lot of
games.
strikeouts.
His zone contact has actually dropped a fair bit from last year, which is a problem. The bigger issue is,
That was the big jump for people unaware.
that was a
That
big
was the
jump for him
big
as a
jump.
prospect. I will say this. This is anecdotal. I've not looked at it too deeply. The strike zones this year have seemed like they've been all over the place from game to game. And I think that Henderson, from what Jonathan was saying, was like having some trouble adjusting his approach to that, because he is a very, like, he's a swing decisions guy, right? He's gonna want to, he wants pitches he can hit hard. So if he's getting squeezed a little bit, I guess the other way as a hitter at the edges of the zone, like, he's just not gonna swing at those pitches. I mentioned that with Zach Neto last week too, where it's like, you're not gonna get those calls. Francisco Alvarez had this issue, I think, too, or especially in last night's game, like, the zone was just 6 inches off the plate, and like, Francisco Alvarez is like 5'8". He's not going to be able to reach for that pitch and do anything with it, so he's not going to swing at it.
I mean, it's a little like when you're Max Muncy and established as an elite, you know,
We,
zone
you know, Julio
knower.
Rodriguez went through this at the beginning of last year. I think there
Badly.
was a piece at Fangraphs about how he was. So again, I don't know if this means anything, but all three of these guys have seen, like, all three of these guys have below average zone contacts right now, and that all three of these profiles need to be like in the low 80s for them to really work.
So Henderson was about 82%
That's
zone
fine for what
contact
he hits the
last
ball
year.
hard. He doesn't
He's
chase. That's
at
fine.
78% this year. Four percentage
It's
points, not small.
not small, no, over the, especially over like the larger sample of zone swings you're going to get over the course of a season.
What I was going to point out to you is his O contact, his outside the zone contact rate
It's
has
brutal,
gone
right?
from 61% last year, and again, it's early. I'm not trying to 37.8%
Yeah, I don't know
this
if that's, I don't, I think that he's getting into, because he's being more passive, he's getting into bad counts and probably chasing worse off speed
year. Yeah,
when he's
no, I
behind, is
agree. I
my
mean,
guess,
the
but
like everything, his swing percentage is down
yeah.
from 41% to 36. His, you know, he's he's 10 percentage points below where he was on in-zone swings.
Yeah, it's just so
I mean,
he's
his
not.
O swing, which was already very low last year, is 20%. I mean,
he's
that's
just not. Yeah,
11
just,
percentage points below.
That's a passive, not like. And Vargas has had similar issues too, where he's just not swinging enough, and he's more of a contact guy anyway. So you're going to want to see him swinging more. Like again, I
Vargas,
don't.
yeah.
I've watched more Volpe and Vargas than Anderson this year, but again, I don't think Volpe and Vargas this year, they're not taking bad plate appearances, right? They don't look, none of these guys look overmatched. It's just,
no.
It's not quite clicking for them yet.
Vargas is swinging a little more recently. He also
yeah.
hurt his thumb
yeah.
on a play. And so like he's batting with a thing. I'm just wondering how uncomfortable he is at this point, but you know, he's also not striking out 38%
yeah.
or whatever Henderson
sure.
was. It's 20%. I mean, it's 20.5%
yeah.
right now. That's fine, especially when you're walking 18% of the time.
And
now,
you're a great
I don't
defender
expect...
at second base.
Okay, you're an okay defender at second base. I don't really expect it to continue. And the bigger thing to me for Vargas, and I think this will come again when he starts swinging a little bit more, is like his average exit velocity right now is 86.5.
Yeah, I mean,
not
he's
great.
Never, but you want to get him like around, I think he'll be around like 89,
88?
90. Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Somewhere
89, sure. His max is fine, 108. Like, I'm not
yeah.
really worried about him in that sense. But like to your point, it's just a weird. And I think Volpe's coming around a little bit. He's had a couple homers
he
now.
Is.
I think
swing
I
and
think
misses,
he's
though, but
shaking
he's
that
always
out.
gonna. He's got a little bit more of like a little bit more of a issue with breaking balls, and I think some of the other guys do. But yeah, I think he'll be fine. And he's not really chasing that
Yeah, and
much
to,
either.
again, to your point, walking quite a bit, 16% walk
Yep.
rate right now. I think as you're saying, passivity is the case in all three of these guys.
My pick for NL Rookie of the Year, Jordan Walker, has cooled off a little bit since his hitting streak. I mean, he's been okay. The strikeouts have started to creep up. I've seen guys try to get him down and in, which is going to be a tough spot for him just because of the levers are so long. But, you know, he had a big oppo double off Logan Gilbert over the weekend. You know, he's been fine. He's still hitting the ball on the ground way too much. I think his ground ball rate's almost 60%. There's a lot of hard ground ball contact back up the middle, which is fine. Like he can hit 280 doing that, which is about where he is right now. But you're gonna want to see him
Yeah,
pulling
I mean,
left.
I was gonna say even during his hitting
Hitting streak, it was
streak,
line drives back up the middle. Yeah.
it was, and it was also like he wasn't hitting like 400 during that streak. It was like, you know, a little over
Low
300 or
320.
whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so like you were never, we're
It
not
was a lot
talking
of one.
about
It was a lot of one for threes. Yeah.
exactly. That's kind of what I was gonna say.
Bryce Tarang. I was gonna make a joke that Bryce Tarang and Jordan Walker had the same line, but Bryce Tarang no longer has that line as he scuffled a bit recently. You know, he's a good defender at second. He's legitimately a good defender. He's probably a better second baseman than Miguel Vargas.
Probably.
And it's a
he's
good
like a
eye.
Legit. He's like a shortstop.
He is a shortstop playing second base, yeah.
Yeah.
He's more sort of like in the Andrés Giménez mold than Miguel Vargas, who's a third baseman playing second base. But, yeah, he just doesn't do enough damage on contact, I think, is going to be an issue for him.
Yeah, he came out hitting for some power, which
he hit a
was
couple
kind of
home
surprised
runs,
about.
yeah.
I mean, look, his average exit velo is 89. That's fine.
It's fine. It's fine, no.
He's got two barrels on the season.
Yeah.
I think they're both home runs.
Probably. Look, this is always going to be a tough.
Runs.
This
He's
is always going to be
striking
a
out
tough.
30% of the time.
Yeah.
That's tough for his profile.
Yep.
Again, not swinging out of the zone a ton.
No,
but
it's a good approach.
Average, you know, he's right on bang on league average for in zone swing rate. His contact is fine on all of that. So I'm guessing this is just called strikes.
Could be, yeah.
If that's the case. Because he's 88% on Z contact, 63% on O contact. It's nothing like crazy
yeah,
there.
That's just like weird small sample size noise, I'd expect. If, you know, if
yeah,
that continues, I expect the overall K rate. Because his swing and miss rate isn't that high. I think it's around league average. So it's probably just...
Yeah, I mean, I think this is he's never struck out this much before
Sure. I
in
mean,
you know in the
it's
minors.
that can happen to that profile in the majors when guys start challenging you in the zone, even if you have a good eye,
Right, if you
right?
can't punish it.
You can't
Yeah.
punish it. And like, look, I think he'll do enough. Again, I think he's probably going to be around a league average hitter with OBP over slug. Not literally over slug, but more OBP value than slugging value. But
Yeah, I mean I think he'll be okay. I think he's a nice player, kind of two
he's a nice
win.
player, yeah.
Two and a half win guy. Yeah.
Zach Neto's been hitting after he started 0 for 9, still getting hit by a lot of pitches, which is a
That's
fiend
his
in the
thing.
minor. It's one of his
Yeah.
things, yeah. I mean, he's a good eye.
He's not Brandon Guyer, but you know.
Yeah. He has
It's
a, I guess
part of his
he
profile.
gets that huge leg kick and he dives in, so he's gonna get hit by pitches.
I threw in here
Yeah.
Logan O'Happe,
Right. Yeah, I forgot he was
sadly.
a yeah. That's a show. He his first one was in the Red Sox game, right? He had that bad swing and
Yeah.
then stayed in and got a hit.
Right.
And then he went
Was
to
it?
the Yankees. Or was it the other way around? Was it against the Yankees and
I
then
think
he
it
hit
was
it
the other
against
way
the Red
around.
Sox? All right. Well,
Yeah.
he had a second shoulder and now he's a shoulder subluxation, which is the same thing that Michael Conforto had back in
It
2017, I
sounds like,
think.
I mean, he's
Or the
getting
end of 2020.
surgery. He's
Yeah. Probably
probably
out for
done
the
for the
season.
year.
Yeah.
It's a tough blow
Yeah,
for the
Conforto came
Angels.
back fine from it, but again, it's shoulder injuries. You worry about that at the plate, long term. Chad
Well,
Wallach.
Conforto came back fine, but it was I mean, how long? He over a
He was
year.
back. He was like a little. He had like a. He came back. He had it in September. He came back in for the following season. I don't think it was great the first month and was fine after that. I think he
I thought
curtailed
this
his spring
was
training a little bit.
what year are you talking about?
It was the end of 2017, I believe, wasn't it? The Conforto had
Oh, okay.
the
So what happened to him in 20? He had a shoulder. His shoulder injury was 2020. I mean, what he missed 2022 with was a shoulder recovery, right?
Yes, but that was like during the it was some off season thing. But the end of the 20 was on a swing at the end of 2017 in September was his first shoulder injury. I don't know, even
I
remember if it
gotcha.
was the same shoulder, but he had something similar to what Ohapi.
But you know, the tough thing here is for the Angels, you've got Trout, Renfroe, Ohtani all have like 30% or better than league are better 30% better than league average
The
or
Angels
more.
are having a very Angel season.
Ohapi was at 143 OPS plus, and so he was a big
Yeah, and
component of
now
that
you've got
lineup at
Chad
this
Wallach and
point.
Matt Tice.
Yeah. I mean, you and I G chatted a bit about like
Trying to
catcher
find another
options.
catcher, yeah.
It is bleak. I'd say, I mean, I think the most appealing thing I said was Brian Serfan.
Yeah, if the
I
Rockies will
don't
trade
know.
him.
That's tough. If the
I haven't
Rockies will
seen
trade
what
him, you never
like
know.
I don't know who they
They
would.
might
Let's see what
extend him.
they might. They just called up Brenton Doyle. That's not part of this segment, but the thing that happened, which is
Is a rookie, I suppose.
he is. And also the reason they didn't sign Brandon Nimmo per Dick Monfort. So because what if Brenton Doyle goes off? Brenton Doyle is a 1,000 OPS in Albuquerque, which I don't think really counts as going off in the PCL in Albuquerque, but close enough, I guess. William McIver hurt. William McIver has not played yet this year,
Hey,
so I
he was
assume
at the
he's hurt.
Futures game.
He was.
So, yeah, I don't you want to go to your Mets guys here?
Go to my Mets guys. Francisco Alvarez hit a home run last night. Has not looked great otherwise. Looked fine defensively. Brett Beatty is basically in a platoon with Eduardo Escobar, which I guess is better than it could be. It just seems like, Beatty's looked fine at the plate. He's looked fine in the field. He had a one error, but has otherwise looked okay. Just Escobar and Nito have been so bad, they're kind of winning these jobs by default, which I guess will at least give them some runway to make some adjustments.
Yeah, I mean, look, I saw Beatty in that Mets Dodgers series. We saw him a bit. He
He's good.
looked
He's hitting the
fine.
ball hard. The approach is fine. He's not really elevating it yet, which
Even
has been
against
an
some lefties, look, I mean
issue throughout his.
they were able to exploit some holes in the swing, but like he also was able to kind of battle a bit.
He's generally taken good at bats against lefties in the minors. Now, like the quality of like major league left on left stuff is going to be significantly better than the average
Different, sure.
double A lefty.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, he has not looked awful, awful. And then on the pitching side, Taj Bradley they optioned him out for the first start, then immediately called him back up after the Springs injury. Was very good in his second start. He just might be the guy the rest of the way for them.
Yeah, I mean,
That four seam is going to play up in the zone. The cutter's good. The rest of the secondaries are fine. Like the change and the curve both have utility already. So
yeah.
he's just a good starting pitcher. He might just be a number three starter right now for them.
I mean, and they the way that they're
Right, he's going to go five-ish innings, 5-6 innings. They're going to protect him third time through. And
right.
he's going to be on an innings count anyway, although he threw a fair amount last year. So, I mean, he can throw however many innings the Rays would have him throw anyway this year, I suspect. So.
Right. I guess the thing I was going to say was I was talking about this with former BPer Colin Whitchurch, I think, about Taj Bradley, and the Rays. I kind of said, well, he's just kind of got the spot after the Springs injury, like I thought, and then he reminded me how Tyler Glasnow existed, and so that's kind of the right now on roster resource they have a 4-man rotation. McClanahan, Eflin is back, Bradley and Rasmussen, but.
They've been stretching out Calvin Fauchère as like a 3 to 4 inning guy.
Fauché.
Is it?
Isn't
Okay.
it? Oh, is it not? Is it Fauché? I don't know. I guess I was thinking of Colin Poche. I
Uh-huh.
don't know. They got too many guys with these kind of pronunciations. Yeah, I mean, Boz is out all year, right? Because
Yeah.
his
It is
TJ was so
Fauché, you're
late.
correct.
Oh, okay. I honestly didn't. I realized I was like, oh, I was thinking of Colin Poche. Yeah, they have been stretching him out a little bit. They have Yonny Chirinos. They use Josh Fleming in a longer relief slash starting role. But yeah, I guess even with Glasnow coming back,
Yeah.
there's room for him. I think
There
he's
is.
kind of just there.
It
I
appears
don't know
Grayson
what
Wright.
I mean,
Yeah.
they always kind of have arms in the minors. I don't know if
They
they
don't
have.
really now, though, in the upper minors at least. So, Grayson
Yeah,
Rodriguez
that's right.
seems to be
Luis
in.
Patino is around. Cooper
Yeah.
Criswell. Yeah, nothing. I
Yeah,
mean,
sure.
it
Criswell's
seems
been
like
like
it's
kind of a
just
long
him.
man for them, yeah. Grayson Rodriguez has been sort of up and down, missing plenty of bats, hasn't been super efficient. His last outing was all right. It was also against the Tigers, so you can let him have his. I guess you can let him have a few growing pains in the majors. They don't really have any other options that are significantly better than Grayson
Yeah.
Rodriguez, so.
Well, that was the case.
Yeah, that was the case at
That's
the
been the
beginning. That
case.
had not changed. End of last year, beginning of this year. So yeah, we can. He's gonna have to work his
I mean,
stuff out, which is
honestly,
fine. I
you
mean,
saying
look,
they don't have
they're.
a lot of. Do they have a single option better than Grayson Rodriguez?
No, I mean they have DL Hall, right? Is the. Oh, and he's not fully stretched
I'm
yet. I
literally
mean.
talking in the rotation. I mean, the
Oh, in the
rotation is
major league
Gibson,
rotation,
Rodriguez,
like.
Kremer, Bradish,
Yeah.
Wells.
I guess at
Are
some
any of
point,
them?
John Means will be back this year.
Okay, sure.
Yeah,
I like
sure.
John
I don't
Means.
know. I don't know.
Yeah. They
But yeah,
optioned
he's.
Cole Irvin. Did we even talk about that, by the way?
No. I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man.
Your big off-season acquisition?
Yeah. Kyle Gibson's been okay,
He's been
actually.
fine.
So he's been fine.
He's
Yeah.
been
I
fine.
mean, just
Yeah.
the whatever. The Orioles are playing well. We'll see how long that continues. For now, we'll go to what to watch. And it's not an Orioles series, per se. There's some interesting ones. I'm gonna go right to it, Craig. Dodgers, Pittsburgh. Let's go.
You're going right to it?
I'm going
Okay.
right to it. Pittsburgh won, what do you say, 5 of 6 from them last year?
5 of 6, I
How
think.
are you
If not all
feeling going into this
six, yeah.
series? The Pirates, clearly
I
the
don't
favorite.
feel
Clearly
great.
the favorites.
Pirates,
Been
I think,
better, yeah,
have to
in
be the
20,
favorites. Look, this is a battle of two first place Titans, Jeffrey. I think we have to admit that right now.
Are the Dodgers
The
back? Are they
Dodgers at
tied with
12 and
the
11 and
they're tied with the
they're
Diamondbacks?
tied
Yeah.
with the Diamondbacks after the Padres took care of business against the Diamondbacks.
That's right, yeah.
Padres are like half a game out, by the
Yeah,
way. It's
of
like
course.
they're like barely. So we're gonna start with Syndergaard and Oviedo on Tuesday. We're gonna go
Oh,
in depth on this one if we're going right for it.
clearly
Clearly
advantage
a
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh advantage,
Yeah.
right? Wednesday, the Dodgers are
TBD.
bringing
It's
TBD,
gonna
but it's
be
Tony Gonsolin
Gonsolin cutting his rehab short
on
against.
60 pitches, and
Okay.
he averaged 90.7 on his fastball. in his AAA start versus Roansy Contreras. I'm going to say advantage Pittsburgh. I don't know if people think this is a bit. This is not a bit. Advantage Pittsburgh on both of these.
All right, let's go to Thursday.
Thursday,
I got
12:35.
TBD against Mitch Keller.
We got TBD and it's Mitch Keller. I honestly, I don't know what the TBD is here because I think it should just be Urias,
Yeah, because they
right?
have the day off
Because
today, so it'll be regular rest for him, I think.
it'll be regular rest and Syndergaard is the last pitcher in the rotation. They're going to put Gonsolin in Groves'
Yeah.
spot, and then
I
it's
guess it's
Urias. So I
TBD
don't know.
just
So
because they haven't
Urias,
announced Gonsolin for. They could move
that's
Urias up
probably
on
why.
regular rest, I guess, with the day off. So,
They could have
yeah.
not gone to a fifth starter if they
Right.
wanted to because the day off. But I don't think that's not what they're doing. So it's going to be Urias and Keller. And we are Mitch Keller guys. I think the advantage on the pitching side is Urias, but Cubs tagged him twice.
They did.
You know,
Gotta make
I
that
don't think
happen.
it's a sure thing. So that's a three game series. That's like,
Yeah.
you know,
In
it might be
Pittsburgh, we should
advantage
note.
Dodgers, but what's the advantage on game three there? On an afternoon getaway day, by the way.
Some other
I mean,
stuff to
look, the
watch, yeah.
Dodgers lineup should
Should.
be better.
Yes.
We'll see.
We didn't mention
We'll
James
see.
Outman in the rookie watch. We probably should have. He's playing
Oh,
like a
yeah. Why
veteran.
didn't we do that?
I don't know.
Jeez
I put a lot of names
Louise.
in there, so.
We did. James Outman. I mean,
Yeah.
as someone said, it was Max Muncy and James Outman versus the Cubs, and
Yeah.
Max Muncy and James Outman won.
Yeah.
311, 400, 703,
Not
Jeffrey.
playing a ton against lefties, which fine. It's not, you know.
They've started playing him. They've given him off days, I think, against it's like that tough lefty situation,
Yeah, that's fine. That's what they
right?
should do. You can
That's
play
what they should do.
130,
That's
140
fine.
games
And
that way,
look, you
so
need
yeah.
to give him a day every once in a
Sure.
while anyway. But I mean, they let him off when Mookie Betts was on paternity leave. They're showing a lot of trust in James Outman right now.
He's rewarding them.
And he's rewarding them. He's earned it. This is a wild season. I would also note the funny thing about his line is that he was up for four games last year and hit
Yeah.
462, 563,
Yeah.
846. So his 1103 OPS is actually below his previous. It's four games. It doesn't matter, but it's just very funny to see. So what other series do we have aside from Dodgers?
Houston
The Battle of
Tampa,
the
I think,
Titans.
is
Yeah. That's a fun
the
one.
most that's a fun one. Houston's starting to heat up. You know, they beat up
Yeah,
on
they're getting Yordan is
Atlanta.
getting
Yordan
going.
just like absolutely, I think it was Demetrius just said they had Demetrius Bell, so they just had their bullpen in jail all weekend. Like Alvarez was just absolutely crushing them. Because
Yeah, that
they were
is it.
leading it, I think at least two of those games, and then just Yordan called game basically,
Yes,
as he is
yeah.
wont to do. Yeah.
And yeah, we got some good pitching. I mean, Luis Garcia looked better his last time out. He's
Yeah.
taking on Rasmussen on Tuesday. What's the Wednesday game? Hunter Brown versus TBD. That's always exciting for Tampa. And
And it's
oh, is it
they
just a
start
two gamer?
they no they start today. It's Urquidy against
Oh,
Josh
this.
Bradley. So
Okay,
that's
sure.
going too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you might also want to check out Padres Cubs. Again, two teams that are kind of frisky. Not in the way the
I was going
Pirates
to
are
say,
frisky, but
it feels weird after I spent the offseason dumping on them, but the Cubs are
yeah,
frisky.
they are
I'm not
frisky.
convinced they're good, but they are frisky.
And then continuing our series of just following the Phillies' weird vibes wherever they go, Mariners Phillies has some certainly
This
weird
is, I mean,
vibes.
the Phillies. So yeah, so the vibes
Brandon
are
Marsh has
weird,
the
and
highest OPS in baseball right now.
the also, did you see the back-to-back tweets where it was like Ohapi is out for the year, and then
And then,
Brandon, I think Mike Petriello posted
yeah.
it maybe, and then Brandon Marsh hit a home run like immediately.
I like that. That's a
Tough,
trade that was
tough.
good
So
for
look,
both teams, I think. But yeah, ooh, but yeah,
it's just tough for the Angels because
it
of
is.
the injury. Not yeah, that was good for both teams. The Phillies keep the Phillies are underwhelming. I think that's the overwhelming
Yes, Nola has not been good.
vibe, as I said, is underwhelming. But they just keep playing other underwhelming teams,
Yes.
and you're like, and you keep thinking one of these teams is going to get out of this kind of rut. I mean, this was the White Sox
Yeah.
situation the whole time, but now it's just the Mariners who, honestly, the vibes are way, way better.
Yeah,
They
they have
really
the same
are.
record.
But they're 10 and 12. Like, yeah, it's just
Yeah.
very weird. Oh man. Yeah, look, the Yankees are back at the Twins again, by the
Yeah,
way.
just
That's
that's, yeah, you know, yeah, sure. That's not bad. There's
and I was gonna
two
say in a weird it's in a weird way I'm very interested in this series is the Blue Jays White Sox.
Yeah, Blue Jays have been not like they've been good.
All-time bad pitching vibes, by the way, Clevinger versus Berríos for different
Yeah,
reasons,
different
but
reasons, yeah. All right. Craig, we have a game you're gonna hate. So
oh,
we'll wrap
God.
this up
Okay.
with something I am
Yeah.
calling You're the Real MVP.
Okay.
I am gonna give you two players.
Is this a Kevin Durant reference? You're a basketball guy now just because
Yeah.
you Jazz fan? Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to give you two players. One of them, at some point in their career, got MVP votes. The other didn't. You have to pick which one got MVP votes.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right.
This is not going to go well.
Seems pretty self-explanatory. Your first one, Ryan Klesko or Jermaine Dye?
Wow. Wow. Okay. I mean, so you th I think Dye was better over his career. He played on some, I mean, like he played on those Atlanta teams. That was, and I think even were his Kansas City years, were they any good teams? His Kansas City years. But I think I'm gonna go with Klesko. I feel like he had like 2 years where he just
It's
was.
Jermaine Dye. I don't. You talked
God
yourself
damn.
out of it. Jermaine Dye got
Perfect.
MVP votes with the White Sox twice in 2006
The
and
White
2008.
Sox, right. Okay, great.
2006, he finished actually top five, 315, 385, 622 with 44 home runs.
Ryan Klesko, did he ever? What was, I mean, the guy OPS 900 for
He
like
did. They were both bad
three
defenders
straight
too. Not that
years.
that's really going to matter in the
No, I
MVP
hear you.
voting, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
Ryan
and Ryan
Klesko, just a
Klesko.
one-time all-star.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just one of those things. I guess Jermaine Dye probably had the more traditional counting stats or whatever. All right. Number two. There's seven of these. We're gonna try to get you. We gotta get to four. We'll do them all, but we gotta get to
Okay.
four.
All right.
To win, if there's any rules for this. Bronson Arroyo or Mark Burley? MVP votes, not
Pitchers,
Cy Young
he's
votes.
got
Pitchers.
MVP votes.
Bronson Arroyo or Mark Burley?
I have to take Mark Burley. Please do not tell me
Bronson
Bronson. No,
Arroyo.
no.
2006 with the Reds. 14 and 11, 3.29 ERA. Led the league in innings pitched. 240. 23rd in the MVP voting. Mark Burley
Come
never got an MVP
on.
vote. All
Come
right.
on.
We're 0 for 2. We're gonna try to pick it up here. Junior Spivey or Orlando Hudson?
I'm gonna be so mad. It better be Orlando Hudson. It better be Orlando Hudson.
It's a
Jeffrey.
Junior Spivey.
No.
2002
Jeff, no. Here's the
Diamondbacks.
thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you right now. If you picked all of these, I'm going to pick the person I think. I'm never, like, part of me thought, look, it
I
has to
think
be
you should like
Spivey
Jermaine
because why
Dye
would
was the
you
better
ever do that?
player. Like
Jermaine Dye, I
legitimately,
should have
Mark
picked.
Burley,
Jermaine Dye, but
Bronson
I thought,
Arroyo, I'm taking the piss a little bit. I'll admit.
if you're taking the piss on all of these, I'm going to get them all wrong
I'm
because
not.
I'm going
Junior
to.
Spivey, by the way, 5 seasons in the major leagues. But in one of them, he hit 301, 389, 476 for the Diamondbacks in 2002.
Jeff, he had four WAR. It's not even.
He finished 14th. He finished ahead of Andrew Jones, who hit 35 homers
Okay,
that
so
year.
clearly a
He finished
Diamondbacks
ahead
person.
of Jim Edmonds, who had a 981 OPS that year. He finished ahead of Gary Sheffield, who had a 916 OPS. Todd Helton, who hit 30 homers and had a 1,000 OPS. So yeah, he was
Jeff.
not. Yeah,
Jeff.
go ahead. Go ahead, Craig.
Jeff, I'm so he had oh I'm sorry he had no I'm on Hudson. Junior Spivey had 3.9 wins that year, 2002, on BRAT. I'm just going off BRAT. Orlando Hudson had 1 2 three,
yeah, I'm sure
four
several
separate years.
He was a nice player
with more war on B-Rep than that. I'm livid. I'm incandescent.
All right. Well, we've got to. You got to get them all now. You need to get them all.
Well, that's. You're I don't feel good about that.
No, you probably shouldn't. Joe Borowski or Eddie Guardado?
These guys got.
One of them did
MVP. Okay, I mean Joe Borowski is not good. He was my example of like the guy that you were fine closing, so you had someone else in a fireman mm-hmm. role. So he had like a 4.5 ERA while racking up 40 saves. I'm going to say every day Eddie Guardado. Better pitcher.
You are on the board. Eddie Guardado in 2002.
Okay.
With the Twins. 67 every innings day. Pitched, 2.93 ERA. Yeah. 45 saves. Pitched 68 games.
Good pitcher. Yep. Good pitcher.
Good pitcher. Good pitcher. Not MVP, very nice pitcher.
But no. Fine.
All right. Mike Napoli or AJ Pierzynski?
Mike Napoli.
It's AJ Pierzynski.
Oh, come on. This is that.
Yeah. It's AJ Pierzynski.
Come on. For
he
got, what?
He finished 30th in the MVP voting in 2006. Hit 295, 333, 436, which was a 94 OPS plus for that White Sox team. 16 home runs. He was worth, by Baseball References WAR, 2.1 wins. It was like the seventh best season of his career.
Mike Napoli was actually a good hitter.
Mike Napoli was a good hitter, yeah. Well, we got to play out the string regardless.
Yeah, let's do it. That's fine.
Nate McLouth or Wilson Bedamit?
Jesus Christ. These are incredible.
I like this game. It's a good game.
You should absolutely do this with Patrick.
Yeah.
It's got to be Nate McLouth. He had the like, year McLouth. And a half. Yeah, yeah he had the year and a half where he
with
was.
With the Pirates, cool. He had 276, 356, 497. Made an all-star game, gold glove award, led the league in doubles.
Yeah, he was like runs. Legitimately good. I mean, it was fluky, but it was like
it was fluky.
The numbers were good.
So B-Ref only thinks he was worth 2.4 wins above replacement because they have him as a minus 23 defender. But the offense
that might have been true. Gold glove aside, that might have been the case.
And we will wrap things up with Adam Lind or Colby Rasmus.
Oh. That's these are such great like remember some guys opportunities. Are. Wilson Bedamit, all time guy.
Yes, very good guy.
The hype machine around him was mm-hmm. unreal. Adam Lind or
Colby Rasmus.
Colby Rasmus. I gotta say Rasmus. He had that like year in St. Louis where he was like unbelievable. It looked like he was gonna be a star. I'm going to be wrong. I sent
Adam Lind in 2009 hit 305,
saw your stupid
370,
smirk.
562 with 35 home runs and 114 runs better.
I know he had some good years. I did not think – I like that. I mean, look, nothing against Adam Lind.
Adam Lind had a very nice career.
Would you – I just looked him up on Baseball Reference. His nickname was Donnie. Someone explain that to me. I mean, look, that's a great year.
It is.
151 games. I get it. I really thought Rasmus between the defense.
He was banged up too, so he often didn't play. He played
2010.
Over
it was 2010. Mm-hmm. 276, 361, 498 with good defense. That's the year I was thinking of. I had another one with Toronto. It was only 118 games. But 276, 338, 501. You know, I got five wins that season in Toronto. That's kind of where I was thinking, wow, good for Adam Lind. Honestly, I'm not even mad about that one. Adam Lind was a good player. I'm mad about some of the other ones.
Some of the other ones, yeah. You seem
Junior Spivey. I'm upset. Look, I liked Junior Spivey. Fun player.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit upset. I'm upset on behalf of the O-Dog.
Yeah. Well, that's it. We've successfully completed another game that Craig will hate. So thanks for joining us for another episode of Five and Done.
That game's not bad.
Brought to you by the Baseball Prospectus Podcast Network. You can touch for the show at Five and Dive at baseballprospectus.com. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and various other podcast sources. Just search for the Baseball Prospectus Podcast Network. We'll be in that feed. If you're on one of those services and enjoy what we're doing here, we appreciate it if you'd rate and review us. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll see you next week.